For most of us, thinking about the upcoming Yontif of Hanukkah brings smiles to our face when our memories are flooded with the thought of our past family get-togethers and receiving presents and all the other joyous events that go with Hanukkah. Hanukkah also, if we were to make a Yontif, is the perfect Yontif. Doesn't require much investment, at least if you're not buying an expensive menorah. A menorah, oil, wicks, simple, no preparation, and it only requires 5 minutes of my time at the end of the day. What could be better? Simple, cheap, and not time-consuming. And also, many people even plan their midwinter vacations during Hanukkah. So, it's the perfect Yontif. But after the Yontif is over, most of us always have the same thoughts. We were always taught that a Yontif is supposed to supply us with some spiritual enrichment, some message. Yet Hanukkah, because there's so little Kedusha, seemingly, going around, that we're not left with anything. It's very hard to connect to Hanukkah. What's in Hanukkah for us? Are we missing the boat? The Mefarshim teach us that the three Yomim Tovim, which are Midaraisa, from the Torah, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are compared to the three legs of a table that support Klal Yisrael. If one of the legs would be broken off, then Klal Yisrael Chas HaShalom would collapse. In other words, these three Yomim Tovim from the Torah are supposed to supply Klal Yisrael with their spiritual well-being to keep them going, Ad Bias HaMashiach. Then, as history continued, Klal Yisrael, we were put into Gullus, and our spiritual well-being became endangered. Chazal realized that it's necessary to institute another Yomtif in order to help us along. The Nes of Purim happened, and they instituted Purim. As time continued, Chazal realized again that we were in need of another Yomtif because the Gullus was more difficult. We were being challenged spiritually even more so. And we would need more help to be able to maintain ourselves personally and on a national level until Mashiach comes. The Nes of Purim happened. And then Chazal instituted the Yomtif of the Nes of Hanukkah happened. And then Chazal instituted the Yomtif of Hanukkah. That is the last Yomtif that was instituted. That means that in Hanukkah lies the possibility and the potential to spiritually enhance us on a personal and on a national level to survive this long gullus until Bias HaMashiach, until Mashiach comes. That's an awesome thought. In a mere 5 minutes a day for 8 days, I am able to receive a spiritual injection that will empower me for the coming year till next Hanukkah. Where is that? Where is that in those lighting of the menorah? 5 minutes a day, that's what I'm supposed to get. What's the secret here? The Shem Shmuel explains that the branches of the menorah represent different traits, different character traits of the human being. Whereas the olive oil that we pour into the menorah represents Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah. By pouring the oil and lighting the oil on the menorah, we are in essence saying our success in life, our fulfillment, our character development, both on a personal level and on a national level, is solely dependent upon how much Chochmas HaTorah, how much Torah we could bring into our lives. There is no other way to do it. We are taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, was Histakel Ba'oraisa Ubara Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and then created the world from the Torah. Meaning, the Torah was the blueprint for the world. That means the world is a manifestation of the will of Hashem as stated in the Torah. Therefore, only through the Torah can one achieve greatness in this world. I'm sure we've all come across a person in our lives, nice person, successful people, and when you ask them, do you have any time set aside for learning? An hour a day, half hour a day, before you go to work, during the lunch break, when you come home, some time dedicated to learning? Very often we'll hear people say, learning is important for people who cannot be a good person without learning. But the most important thing is to be a good person. If you could accomplish that without learning Torah, you do not lead Torah. On Hanukkah, we're being taught that couldn't be more opposite from the truth. We know the Torah is Dvar Hashem, and Hashem created us, and He's telling us that the Torah is the only way that we could reach fulfillment in life. When one learns, he has to learn in a way that he's bringing the Torah into his heart and into his life. It's not just a secular subject. It's part of his life. Most of us, hopefully, have a set aside time every day for learning, whether it be a few hours a day, whether it be a half hour, 50 minutes, everybody according to his own schedule and according to his own lifestyle, whatever is possible. On Hanukkah, what we are being taught is it pays to go that extra mile. On Hanukkah, as in every Yontif, we know that there's a message of that Yontif, a special siyata d'shmaya, special help from Hashem for that Yontif is something specific. The specific help from Hashem on Hanukkah is success in Torah. Success means not only the ability, the ability to learn Torah, but the ability to allow Torah to enter us and to change ourselves. That happens on Hanukkah. It pays, if possible, on Hanukkah, that we try to rededicate ourselves to Torah learning. How? If possible, an extra 15 minutes, maybe before we go to work, an extra half hour, a quality half hour, a quality 15 minutes, something extra just for 8 days, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are willing to allow Torah into our lives, and that we deserve the extra siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out on Hanukkah. We say in Al HaNisim that one of the things the Yevanim wanted to do is lahashkichem Torasecha. They wanted to cause us to forget our Torah. They did not want us to become animals. They did not want us not to have midos. They just wanted us to be human beings without the Torah. This year, when we look at the Chanukah Lecht, we should say to ourselves that we got the message. And we should say to ourselves, no, forever, that we say no to what the Yevanim said to us. And we will not forget our Torah learning. Just the opposite. We are willing to rededicate ourselves to our Torah learning. We are willing to have quality learning. We are willing to let Torah into our lives. And only through that can we guarantee our personal survival and our national survival, Ad Bias HaMashiach.